Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was sent to me by Drexel of the MGTOWN podcast, and it was published on the 4th of August. Clinton Township man charged in murder mutilation case. Wow. A 37-year-old Macomb County man has been charged with murder and mutilating a corpse, court records show. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Matthew Gerard Lewinsky was arraigned Friday in 41B District Court in Clinton Township, according to the records. He is charged with first-degree murder, homicide, disinterment, and mutilation of a dead body, as well as concealing the death of an individual. He is scheduled for a probable cause conference Monday. The Macomb Daily reported this week that the prosecutor's office had authorized the charges after Lewinsky's girlfriend was found dead at the Crosswinds condominium complex on July 28th. Prosecutors told the publication the victim's sister found the body, which had large portions of skin removed. Lewinsky told investigators he strangled the woman in December during an argument at the condo they shared, the Macomb Daily reported. A representative for the prosecutor's office told the Detroit News details on the case would not be released Wednesday night. Lewinsky remains at the Macomb County Jail. An attorney listed as representing him did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the case. Wow. 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 Oh, well, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their shared condominium. 10. Method of execution, strangulation, not a quick way to go. 10. Psychological impact. I was initially going to give this one a 5. However, the fact that they included that he mutilated the body and the fact that her sister actually found her, and they mentioned that large portions of flesh was removed. Yeah, I gotta go with a 10 on that one, because that would definitely psychologically scar the sister. And for the brutality factor, once again, strangulation, up close, personal, not a quick way to go. He literally made his face the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. So I gotta go with a 10 on this one. So Mr. Lewinsky gets a score of 40. Ladies around the world, and you guys know I say lady very, very sarcastically, because the overwhelming majority of females walking this planet are not qualified as ladies. But anyway, females around the world, understand this. More and more men are getting fed up with your shenanigans. They're fed up with being disrespected. They're simply fed up with this whole idea of, oh, I'm a strong woman. I can get in your face and you're supposed to back down. This makes me think of another recent situation. That's right. The fight at the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium. That woman right there, she should have had her block knocked off like she got. Now notice, the cuck husband, while she was getting in that man's face, he didn't do anything about it. Like most white knights. However, that scenario was a perfect illustration of business being handled. She decided to disrespect that man by slapping him. He went upside her head. Mr. White Knight decided to jump up and he got his block knocked off. Perfect execution. But see, ladies, you need to understand this. More and more men are fed up. Now, some men will return fire, like the guy in the stadium did. Some men will put the mask on, like Mr. Lewinsky did. But hey, society tells you women that you're strong and, you know, a man should never put hands on you and blah, blah, blah. Okay, ladies, that has written you a check that your ass cannot cash. Oh, well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out. Feminism, this false sense of protection that you think you have, and I'm just going to call it what this truly is. You ladies have a true false superiority complex. But once again, when you push a man to that limit and you step over that line, you're going to see that man's true nature come out. And the overwhelming majority of women, you're going to lose. Because when it's just you and him, and he decides to go over the edge, you're done. Oh, well, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.